Hey everyone, welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon.
Episode 19.
So today we're going to talk about how to get back up when you've been knocked down on your booty.
Okay. Booty back.
And that could be literally, or
Figuratively.
Mostly figuratively. But you can.
Okay, well, let's start with daylight savings. So if you're used to waking up at 6 o'clock, that suddenly became 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or if you were getting up at 5 o'clock,
like 4 o'clock.
You and I were, that becomes 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Even though we tried to kind of work it in through the week and get up a little bit earlier, did it work?
It worked for me.
Worked for you? Worked for me for a couple days.
So I got up and then I had another kick in the butt.
Yeah. What was that?
And then you go, so the time changes and then you have this pollen crap, pollen yellow
the stuff. The allergy monster.
Which I heard on the news, they call them pollen bombs.
Oh, yeah. Especially down here in Houston.
Everything's yellow.
Yeah, your car is completely covered in yellow.
Yeah, and you sneeze. And then you're exhausted and tired because somehow or another it all makes you tired. And then it makes you feel dizzy or makes you feel like you're drunk because you've got so much junk in your head.
Yeah, and you're not getting enough oxygen.
Yeah.
And if it gets bad, like I always got, remember in California, I would end up with pneumonia.
Yeah.
And I'd have to sleep with my head hanging off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So allergies can be a big, big thing that will hinder your training. That'll knock you down.
Yeah. And we did last week get to go do our Wednesday track.
Uh-huh. We did.
But when we did it, we knew we were going into wind. So
with all the pollen spinning.
We did that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm beginning to try not to let wind bug me, because during the Waco race, it's like I had wind, so.
But you had wind with allergens. The pollen count was so high.
I know. But, you know, you just deal with it.
So the reason we're talking about this is because
we're trying to inspire people, encourage.
Because when you get knocked down for one thing or another, and we had just a whole slew of stuff in the last time, since the last time we podcasted.
Yeah.
Because I started my 21 days in a row.
Yes.
I got to day 9, was doing well, and then everything just started.
John likes to do this thing he does.
March Madness.
21 day.
Do you know why?
I just put myself on a... What do I call it?
A schedule.
And I just been trying to take one day off.
Yeah, my 21 days is because 21 days in a row builds a habit.
Yeah.
So my habit before the 21 days is I sit and watch TV or I do something else besides working out. And then I just work out sporadically. So that just resets my brain, resets my body. It's not like I'm going out really hard. I'm just getting started again. So
everyone does their own thing.
So the first thing we had during that time, we had family came over.
The only time I stop is when I'm sick.
Right. If you're sick in the head, you're okay. If you're sick in your lungs, then you're not okay.
Yeah. But I mean, basically, the only thing that keeps me from stop working out during off season is when I get sick. So.
Is me when I say stop?
No, it doesn't really work. I mean, I stop for a couple of days and I try to keep going, but I just feel like I need to keep always going.
Right.
And John, he just needs his mental break and just wants to stop for what, the winter or something.
Yeah, I need that. Otherwise, I get burnt out. But yeah, so we started. We had the family came over. then daylight savings, then allergies, and then we even tried to go swimming.
What do you mean family came over?
We had family came over.
Oh.
And then we had to go drive through the Houston rodeo traffic.
Gosh.
Yeah. And it took us 2.5 hours to get home.
No, it wasn't 2.5.
Felt like it.
It was like an hour and a half or so.
That was a long time.
I know, it's silly.
And then any injuries that could happen, which I felt like they were injuries, but.
Uh-huh.
So you get knocked down. So what do you do?
Yeah. So basically what I was saying was, like, I was trying to give examples about, like, what we were talking about. Like, the allergies, you know, just try to.
So you work out indoors.
I worked out. So, we were talking about the time change first.
Okay, back to time change.
Yeah, that was the first thing you named.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just, if you have to, you're too tired to get up in the morning, then while you're adjusting, do the nighttime.
Which is what you did.
Right? Yeah.
We changed it to nighttime.
Yeah. So adjust. You have to be a chameleon.
Okay.
I prefer morning, but if I have to, when I was adjusting, I did nighttime.
Right.
Yeah. But then I'm back to doing mornings.
Yes, you are now.
I like it.
I was doing mornings for a while. Then I switched to afternoon because I just didn't have the motivation in the morning because I was still jet lagged.
And people think I'm so weird for working out in the morning. I guess it's another world, huh?
Yeah. For people that don't work out in the morning or don't even get up in the morning to go do anything besides get ready to go to work, that's foreign. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, working out at night's not foreign to me with other people.
Okay. I think that's what most people do.
What?
They'll work out after work.
Yeah.
If they're not too stressed out from the job.
But then.
And then that's another thing that'll knock you down.
Like you say, okay, I'm too tired to work out in the morning like I've done before. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to work out at night. But then you have a heavy stress day and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't work out. I'm so tired. I'm so stressed out. I just want to zone out and come home and do nothing.
Yeah. And we talked about that before about stress, a sickness stress. And work stress or moving stress or stress, just stress in general, is like a workout. So your body reacts like if you were working out. So you will have the physical changes.
So basically, you just got to kind of push yourself because if you miss out on the morning because you're too tired, but then you're too stressed at nighttime.
Right. But if your body physiology is too much, you can't work out the same.
Yeah.
So you have to do less.
Just keep trying. It's like, okay, tomorrow is a new day.
Yeah. You skip it and then you plan on doing it the next day because you're stressed. So there's nothing you can do about that.
But sometimes people will say, well, working out helps the stress go away. So there's a debate there.
Okay. Let's debate it.
I mean, it's not a debate, but I mean, I'm trying to say that the other side, people would say, well, it's healthy to work out and get the stress off.
Right. But if you had a 3-mile run scheduled for after your work and you had a heavy workload and you're stressed out, I wouldn't do the 3-mile run because that could lead to an injury.
So then you just try to do what you can.
Right.
Just do a.
So you change it.
1.5 or 2.
There you go.
Try to put music in your ears and run.
And move.
Or run, walk, whatever you can do. Just try to have a good time and get the stress off, but you're still doing your schedule.
Right. Well, even that one day when I came in and I did the spin bike after work, I just, that half hour, I could not do anything.
Yeah.
There was no rhythm. I was struggling through the half hour just taking it easy.
Well, at least you did it.
In a low gear. Yeah, I wonder how it benefited me, though.
Just moving.
Yeah.
Is good.
But when you tie it together from another day and then another day, then you'll see the benefit. One day here and there is not going to benefit you.
No.
Yeah.
But that's why you don't do 21 days when you're doing a training plan. You take breaks.
It's not like I was doing 10 miles a day.
I know. But that John was doing a different training, but you're talking about on your training plan, your 3-mile run.
Yeah, I'm not even up to 3 miles yet.
I know, but you were just saying with a 3 mile run, you have to do a 3 mile run.
Then you adjust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that have to do with the 21 days?
Because that's different than a 21 day compared to a training plan you have to do.
Oh, okay. My 21 days is just the start.
That's not even a plan. It's just doing an off season thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's just getting back into it.
Yeah.
So the pool. Let's talk about the pool.
Well, we went.
Got up at 4:45
in the morning, and I was so ready to swim because it's been a while, because it's been so cold, so we haven't been swimming. So we went. It was still a little bit cold, and they have a whole month of it being cleaned.
They're replastering the pool.
Yeah.
We walked up to it, and there was no water in it. And we saw the sign.
Yeah, I mean, any ideas what people can do with that? I mean, well, just came home and worked out.
Yeah,
my strength training on my arms.
There you go. You can do that. There's the band, the elastic band.
Yeah.
That you can hook up to something, and you can try to do swimming strokes.
Yeah.
For a while, just to get your lats going.
Yeah, firing. The Les Mills plan, I've been using the video training on Les Mills, mm-hmm. and they did a whole bunch. I was like swimming on the rug. I was like, all right, this does it.
All right, that works.
Yeah.
So you have different options there.
So you just do what you can do.
The bike, we were going to bike, but it's raining. We were, talk about stress coming home from work yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
It was pouring in Houston.
And there was people driving in the
flooded
waters and being stuck.
Yeah. And then people behind trying to push you to go into it.
I was going
to
turn around and go the wrong way.
That's what that one car did. And they were all stacked up behind. They weren't going to let them out.
They're probably thinking, what the heck are you doing?
You found an out. And so we took it. But then we were on an elevated freeway.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get that.
And the part of the elevated freeway we were on, part of it
totally
was supposed
flooded.
To drain, was flooded.
But my car is a savage. It made it through.
Your car made it through.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no other choice.
It was stressful.
You've got the whole city behind you.
Yeah.
Pushing, trying to get out.
Yeah. So we drove home, took us 50 minutes, and we were stressed. And I was dying of my allergies and congestion in my nose and tired. And
so you got home. Did you work out?
No. No. We came home, ate, and went to bed. I was exhausted. But then I woke up this morning. Somehow or another, I slept a whole bunch of hours and took a whole bunch of allergy medicine that knocked me out. And so I wanted to go outside, but John said it's not the best with the allergies. Pollen bombs. So I just went in here on the treadmill and did a 20-minute easy so I don't make my nose congestion come back and get sicker and over huff and puff. And
get in your lungs.
And get exhausted more. Yeah. So I just did it easy. And then I've been good today. And then we took a nap today.
I'm still trying to recover from our track workout.
I'm good.
Yeah. Because what we did was just 50-yard wind sprints.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was a half a mile warm-up, half a mile cool-down with 10 50-yard wind sprints.
Yeah.
And
I want to do that again this Wednesday.
I do, too, only because it took me all the way up to 10 before I even felt somewhat graceful. I was having a hard time coordinating my body.
Well, you
body.
Don't have to do graceful. You just...
No,
just,
you have to have a form.
Just
yeah.
At least you're there.
So,
I mean, yeah. At least people, as long as you're there, not going too hard, not over huffing puffing because of your whatever stress, it's good you're there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work on my form for running.
Well, it's been a while.
I need to change up my running dynamics a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I favor one leg over the other. That's just because of injury.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to balance. That's part of my 21 days was trying to balance it. And I actually got pretty good the last time I ran around the neighborhood. I got like 48:52, which before was like 58:42. One leg was dominant over the other leg.
Oh, it's like, what's that? the math you're talking about.
It's just the balance.
The balance. Of the right 48%. Yeah.
Balance of the left leg and right leg.
Yeah.
Because I definitely favor one leg over the other.
Yeah.
Because of injury. But I can still run.
But, I mean, I'm beginning to learn that this stress isn't serious. It's just like, well, just got to keep going. I mean, I can't stop. I mean, when you think back, it's kind of funny.
What part's funny?
Just.
The pool thing was funny. We were all ready to go.
Yeah. It's just funny, you know, trying to problem solve while you're on your schedule, trying to do life. And
oh, yeah. The other part of me, remember, for my allergies, because it started to get bad.
Yeah.
I found a doctor and I got an allergy shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I started having the hiccups.
Oh, yeah.
From the allergies. Oh, yeah. 2.5 days straight of hiccups. That was no fun.
You know, I told John he should probably go back to the doctor because people have died from hiccups.
Really? You didn't tell me that.
On Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, that's a...
Yeah.
I don't think that's based off of life. Anyway, that is anatomy. Okay. No, I just read that if it continued past 72 hours, let your doctor know. I was almost up to 72 hours. So what did I do? I took apple cider vinegar, which would stop it for 2 to 4 hours. Just a little sip so I could sleep. And then it would start again in the middle of the night. And then I'd go get some more. Then it stopped working. The other thing was a spoonful of sugar. So I had that, and then it went away.
I know, and I told you that from my childhood.
Yes.
That my mom would tell me. And it was so annoying when she told me, but, I mean, it always worked.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was as long as what I had.
Yeah. So, like, what's another example of life gets in the way of your trying to get this triathlon thing going?
We talked about moving or a work vacation, or a work trip.
Or if you go on a vacation and you don't want to work out. I mean, people always think, but I mean, we went on our cruise.
And we ran around the running deck.
Yeah, so I mean, you can manage to find time to work out on your cruise. I mean,
my Garmin numbers were really good.
I know. I ran around the ship 13 miles.
at 2 miles, of two or 2 minutes every mile.
So, I mean, I did. I was just doing a 30-minute run. And I did 13 miles in 30 minutes.
I wish the Garmin app that showed the map would show the circles as you were going because it would look really funny.
Yeah.
But it would just showed a line.
Yeah.
That you were in the middle of the Gulf.
Oh, it
Gulf
did?
Of Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just had this line.
Yeah. So, I mean, people think I'm crazy. We're crazy for trying to work out on our vacation. But, I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, there's lots to do.
I was going to say, why go on a cruise?
But that's only 30 minutes of your whole, we only worked out one time.
We were going to work out another time. I forgot what happened. We lost motivation.
It was probably stress.
Stress from trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Stress from losing my phone.
Oh, yeah. See, that's stress. Gosh.
Yeah.
Luckily, yeah, John, on the cruise, we were in the casino, and John left his phone where we were sitting somehow.
And we went back within a half hour. It was gone.
It was gone. I think they did it on purpose.
And every time
maybe someone nice.
And every person we went up to, they said, oh, just go to Lost and Found at the
customer
service.
I think that they
service.
Had it. They probably just didn't want to deal with it and ask it.
It's probably some policy.
Probably. So we kept making friends at the, what do you call it?
Customer service.
Yeah. Do you have our phone? Do you have our phone? Is it here yet?
Which is funny, because I looked on my phone, it has my name on it when you touch the screen.
Yeah.
So they could have found me.
Yeah. But, you know, people have policies.
Yeah, anyway. So we've got, what other stress?
So the allergies, the family, having
injury.
You know,
what about
family
injury
stress? Injury, you break your leg. How do you work out?
You can sit on a rowing machine and row.
I guess.
You can go put a bag around your leg and swim. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely do that without kicking. Get a pool buoy.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your legs up.
Okay, you break an arm. What could you do? Run.
You can bike.
Like, we'll run and just make sure it's it's held down and it's not going to bounce around and hurt you.
Yeah. You're the medical person. What's that called?
What?
When you put it in a sling and you immobilize it.
Yeah, when it's mobilized. When it's...
Immobilized.
Yeah, immobilized. Yeah. I mean, you're tired because you're recovering from the injury. You're trying to...
You know, when I was on crutches, I would work out on my crutches and see how fast I could go on the track.
That's crazy. That would hurt my armpits.
You get used to it.
What if you hit your head?
I was just thinking that when you had a bike crash and you hit your head.
Yeah.
Then
obviously.
Then you don't do anything.
Yeah, because the brain, that's a more sensitive thing.
Yes.
Your
brain bucket did its job.
What else could you hurt?
My toe.
If you hurt your toe, you wrap it up and still go. What if you hit your finger?
Hurt your finger?
What if you hit your eyes? What if you knock out both eyes and you can't see where you're running or swimming?
This is taking a weird turn. Now. This podcast is... I'm not quite sure about where we're heading. I don't see those in our talking
notes.
I'm
thinking of all different things.
Okay, so you become blind?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They still do triathlons
for blind people. You would help me.
Right. Yeah. We'd have a tether. You'd swim. And then we'd get a little, those little two-seater bike things, whatever those are called.
Yeah.
And then I'll push you in a stroller. No, you can run blind on a tether. Yeah. See?
I know.
Still do triathlons. Those people are awesome.
I know.
Some of them are pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Do we even have anything left on the list? What other stress or things can knock you down?
Yeah. I think we named all of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's more extreme ones.
The extreme ones was if you knock your two eyes out and you can't see. The extreme is if you break a leg or break an arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or something major in your life happens, like you changing jobs. That's another kind of stress.
Yeah, and especially if you're moving to change jobs, that's added to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, what would you do?
Well, if you can find the time to find a gym, like maybe in a hotel room, you're sitting around. Then go walk on the treadmill or go walk in a park or walk around the neighborhood that you're going to move to. Check it out.
And, I mean, it helps to, like, with all these things, you can, like, watch motivational videos if you're...
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Like on YouTube or play some motivational music. I get knocked down. Or, you know, just think in your head, oh, this is going to help me be strong. This is going to help me lose some weight. Maybe this is just like self-talk in your head.
Yeah, that's you talked about that a while ago, negative self-talk. Got to work on that. Everyone's got to work on that, especially when you're actually working out.
Yeah.
That negative self-talk wants you to quit.
Yeah, always, always, always.
All right. Is that it? That's all we've got? Anything else?
That's pretty much a lot.
Okay. So get back out there.
Get back out there.
So I'm going to have to work out tomorrow, huh? Because after this podcast.
Yeah. I wanted to go out bike riding today, but even after my run.
We'll have to look at how the roads are. It's still supposed to rain.
Yeah, but sure. But it was supposed to rain today.
All day.
But it didn't.
And the sun came out.
So you never know with the crazy Texas weather. It's like bipolar. Yeah,
but there might
be. Oh, yeah, the weather, too, can like throw you off. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, you could be driving through a lake.
Or you could just work out inside or, you know.
That was so wild seeing the water sloshing. Like, well, what is that? Oh, it's flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw it twice in our drive yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've never seen that before.
Got around one and went through one.
I've never been that close dealing with that.
Good to know.
That bad.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, be savages and get back up.
Get up.
Get up.
I guess I better listen to you then and do that tomorrow.
Sure.
All right. Well, that's all we got then.
Yes.
So, stay addicted.
And try.